Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is here as always at this time on a Wednesday afternoon because you try to put a little smile on her face. There is some good news out there.
Absolutely, Andrew. There's always good news for us on a Wednesday.
And we need it. We need.
Yeah, especially with the news at the moment. You just kind of need this little pep in your step, don't you?
Most definitely. All about the positivity. I know this is one of your favourite subjects to talk about.
Andrea, the weather, it's just...
You love the weather.
I think Irish people love the weather, but I love when it's hot. And I, like, get me to a hot country quick, but also, if it's hot here in Ireland, it's the best country in the world.
We all say it. I know
the kind of way. But highs of almost 22 expected.
We'll take it. When?
So it's coming, starting Thursday, tomorrow. So highest temperatures of 18 to 21 degrees here in the capital, but also down in parts of the south in Cork and Waterford, 18 to 21 degrees, light southwesterly breezes. But look, it's just going to be... A reason for people to get out into the parts of Ireland that do make them happy. So like the likes of mountains, hiking, going out to the beaches, our beautiful beaches. And these things all put a smile on our faces because we get to do things that we don't normally get to do. So when the weather is good, I think everyone's in a better mood.
And 100%.
Met Aaron are saying, so from tomorrow onwards and looking into next week, we could be hitting highs of 23 degrees even in parts of the Midlands. I was looking at Port Leash myself and I was just like, we always get the best weather because we're so inland. We don't have that breeze. And like, it's going to be Costell Port Leash next week. I'm telling you. Like,
yeah, well, don't worry about the Aer Lingus industrial action then.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Who needs them?
Straight to Port Leash.
Straight to Port Leash, most landlocked town in all of Ireland, in Venice. But I'd be... Do you know what? A 99, I have had one this year.
Really?
And like, once the good weather starts kicking in, they're just my kryptonite.
It's 99 season.
It is. And
good.
There's one place in Port Leash, give them a shout out, Dunn's on the Avlix Road. Oh my God. Savage 99.
It's the place to go for 99, isn't it?
Absolutely, Andrea.
Listen, you've good news about... Parkinson's disease, actually, tests that they've developed.
So this is a predictive test for Parkinson's disease. It could be a game changer. So at the moment, there's actually no drugs that slow down Parkinson's disease. And there's 15,000 people in Ireland living with the disease and almost kind of 150,000 in the UK living with it. And there's no way to really slow it down. But this kind of, it's a test created by UCL Great Ormond Street Institute of Child Health. And Professor Kevin Mills helped develop this blood test. So it's using artificial intelligence, like this thing that we're kind of all like, what is it on the horizon? But so far, it's been able to correctly predict which patients. So it's been looking at these blood tests of people who did go on and also looking at previous tests of theirs from before and been able to predict while using people who are healthy, who got Parkinson's down the line and been able to predict them 7 years previously. So people are saying, OK, it's a double edged sword because people can like, obviously be predicted if they use this, but there's still no cure.
Okay.
But we've spoken to people here on News Talk before about like other methods of, I suppose, using exercise and stuff like that as, I suppose, a preventative measure and also to, I suppose, slow down how the disease progresses. But it's a positive in that like you could predict it and you can start, I suppose, taking precautionary measures to, I suppose, slow it down, hopefully. But like, I see it as a complete positive for anyone who, positive I suppose, out news. There is looking at living with it.
Okay. On a much lighter note, I know there'll be plenty of people jumping on the Shania train this year.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday.
Andrea, we might have took the long way. Like this, the long way is the train, but I'm telling you, it's the new thing, the Shania train.
Like, we are just turning every single musician and celebrity that comes to this country. We need more. It's not
icon.
Just the acts.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we need the fan zones. And it was all Taylor Swift this last week, and now it's Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is coming to Ireland next weekend, and it's the 29th in Malahide Castle. But in the UK... So this came from an idea in Switzerland that they had the Shania train when they were going to see her. But Nick Grimshaw, the radio DJ in the UK, has taken this idea upon himself to bring it for the Great Western Railway. So it's for the stop that they actually are going to be, like, I think it's called Castle Cary. It's the nearest train station to Glastonbury.
Okay.
So she's playing Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'll see.
And they're going to have this signage all over the trains that are going to Glastonbury. Shania train. So here I am on air, News Talk, calling out Barry Kenny. We need a Shania train. And train has to be T-R-A-E-I-N.
Yeah.
So it has to be the Irish spelling. So the UK can take their Shania train trademarked. We have Shania train.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? Barry Kenny was with us last week. It's a pity we hadn't heard about it then.
It's just a great story. Like, and also it's encouraging people to take a kind
public
of a more,
transport.
A more sustainable method of transport.
Yeah. Well, so it's just an idea to get people in the mood as well, isn't it?
To get in the mood for the concert, but also to, I suppose, encourage, look, we don't need you coming into Glastonbury with all these like cars, etc. People will travel by train naturally enough. But also she's playing BCST Hyde Park gig with the Corrs. Like, that's going to be an unbelievable gig. And actually Nell Mescal, Paul Mescal's little sister, is playing with them as well. So it's going to be an unbelievable gig, but they're encouraging people to get aboard the Shania train.
There you go. And Barry Kenny, you've heard it here first.
I think we need it by next Friday. Can we, is it Saturday? I think it's Saturday next week.
Is it?
Barry, can we do it?
We'll find out. Hopefully he'll let us know. Our favourite Irish brand.
Andrew, this is just so typically Irish. Like, and we talk a lot about these kind of stories, but in market research done by Kantar, it said that Brennan's Bread is Ireland's favourite Irish brand, which I think is actually...
Brennan's Bread.
I believe it. Today's Bread Today. Is that Brennan's?
It is. Yeah. We were only talking about this recently, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can go far wrong than going in and getting a sliced pan of Brennan's. Like, it's absolutely perfect. Do you know what I love? I love it when you're coming home from holidays, after being in Puerto del Carmen, Lanzarote for a week, and you come home and the flight lands at maybe 1 a.m. The only place you can go is the 24-hour deli or 24-hour shop. Sliced pan of Brennan's, cup of tea,
So it's the number one favourite brand in Ireland, is it?
Followed closely by Avonmore milk, which also...
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the oat milk or the soy milk or the coconut milk.
Yeah.
Cow's milk, full
100%.
On. 100%. Yeah, Avonmore, Tato, Dairy Milk, Jacobs. Like, they're all, like, I know they're ranking, but the likes of Ballygowan has broken into the top 100, so it was below 100 before. But the ones you see in the top 10, the likes of Brennan's, Avonmore, Tato, Coca-Cola, Cadbury, like, they're all the ones you'd expect.
Mm.
Like Denny sausages, like, now I'd be a fan of Clonakilty myself.
Right.
But we won't get into that. But I think it's in and around. So it's developed by CRP or whatever, and it's 42.6 for Brennan's, and down at number 10 is Heinz with 13.3. Now, I'm a bachelor's household as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
there you go. So controversial,
it's
isn't
very
it?
Controversial.
The three Lions versus Barry's tea debate.
And I'm Lions, so...
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah,
there
and I don't know, but some people love Barry's. But I think it's just, like, Irish households are purchasing an average of 77 brands over the course of the year, and these are all Irish brands, and Brennan's does well to top the top 10.
There you go. This is where I'm going on a Friday night.
I think she's just class. Like,
yeah,
I saw her at Forbidden Fruit last year.
I've actually never seen her.
But
I'm really looking forward to this on Friday night.
The likes of Johnny Marr, Keen de Crow, Jazzy, Kellyanne Byrne, Elaine May. There's a really good lineup this year, and I've never been.
To Sea Sessions?
No.
In Bundoran?
And I'd love
well,
to
you
go.
Have to go.
And do you know
I go pretty much every year.
Only that I'm busy this weekend, I'd be on the train. Well, actually, I wouldn't be on the train.
No, that's not a good news story.
We won't get into that.
Definitely do well to
and what else goes on up there? So it's like, obviously we have the main stage, but there's...
Yeah, there's like, surf festival as well. There's just loads of other kind of beach related activities.
Yeah, a whole lot of food vendors as well,
yeah,
I'm sure.
It's a typical kind of...
And the town is hopping. It's like Shrabley at an electric picnic.
Festival, yeah, EP festival. But it's brilliant. It's a huge boost to the town.
Yeah.
Great for it. Yeah.
I'd say Bundoran Friday night will be rocking.
It'll be absolutely hopping from Thursday.
I won't
get there till Friday, yeah.
Oh, well, look, at least you're going, and I'd love to be going seeing Jazzy. And it's a tent, isn't it? So, like,
there's about three different tents, but one huge
one. One huge main one.
It's
yeah,
great.
And
so it's not too big either, so it's nice.
Yeah, I was in Fairview last week for CMAT, and it was lovely, even though it was tent, like, it was a sunny night, but it was like a nice sized tent, and I kind of imagine it might be like that.
It's probably exactly like that.
But
next year, Cahill.
I'm so jealous because I just want festival season to keep going.
Yeah, well, it's very much peak summer season. When you're at the festival.
Well, I'm telling you, the weather, it's going to be great.
Content creator with Today FM, Cahill O'Sullivan. Thanks a million, as always, Cahill, for bringing a smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.